Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on Thursday morning. The Packers back on the practice field later today. Obviously, we'll hear from Matt LaFleur, a number of other players, but most importantly, we'll hear from you fine folks in the chat. Number of you already chopping it up. Good morning to everybody. Good to see everyone. Good afternoon from Scotland. Stuart, good morning from New York. Hope things are well across the pond. Hope you're having a great day. Wait a second. Pack one, I think you have me confused with someone. Do you still think Rodgers stays beyond 2022? I don't think Rodgers stays beyond 2021, so I'm not quite sure who you're talking to, but no, I think this is Rodgers' last year in Green Bay. Matthew, based on the film, do you agree with 12 that Billy Turner deserves Pro Bowl consideration for his play so far this season? Yes, Matthew, 100%. We talked about this on Transplants last night. If you haven't seen it yet, please make the time to do so. Corey and I always have a lot of fun talking Packers. But yes, the problem for Billy is undoubtedly the political nature and the kind of popularity contest that the Pro Bowl is will make it difficult. Also making it difficult will be David Bakhtiari coming back. And presumably, if Bakhtiari plays at the level we're used to seeing him play at, he will undoubtedly get votes for the Pro Bowl, siphoning off votes for Billy Turner, especially because lots of people won't be saying, oh, we got to put two Packers tackles in. Not to mention that once you get into the Pro Bowl, a lot of times you're repeatedly voted again and again and again on name recognition alone. I'm not talking about Bakhtiari here. I'm talking about around the league. And there are only so many spots. So I would say the odds are long that Billy actually gets into the Pro Bowl. But yes, is he playing at that level? No question about it. He has been outstanding this season. Almost a set it and forget it type performance so far through six games from Turner. No doubt. Deserves every bit of praise from 12 that he's getting. Eric, thank you for the super sticker. Very much appreciated. Uncultured Barbarian, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Today's jams are Disco Inferno by the Champs and Got the Time by Joe Jackson. Ooh, Joe Jansix. Joe Jackson. Anthrax version works as well. Pappies. Ooh. Anything by Joe Jackson is fine by me. We're glad you're here, Aaron. Thanks for coming. I thought I'd show up. Might as well, right? Go Pack Go. What's up, Jared? I think Rodgers comes back if he wins a Lombardi. That would be the only exception. Otherwise, I'm with you. He's gone. We'll see, Daniel. We'll see. What do you think the biggest reason for the improved defensive play despite injuries? Joe, I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. I think Joe Barry and a new scheme has done what it was set out to do. And you absolutely have to give him credit, especially in light of the injuries, because it's not easy to just plug guys in week after week after you've kind of implemented a new scheme. But not just Joe, but the guys underneath him, the defensive staff, whether it's Jerry Montgomery, whether it's Joe Barry, obviously, you know, all the guys that are working under him, you got to give him credit. You know, they've done a pretty darn good job. You know, they have got guys in and out of the lineup, not even each and every week, each and every game during the game they've had to shuffle. Last week being a perfect example where they took Yadam out after one series and put Douglas in there. You have to think he wasn't practicing with the starters most of the week, and away they went. So yeah, they no doubt that the players are playing at a high level. Clearly some of the acquisitions have helped, a number one shining example being Devondre Campbell. But man, you got to give it up for the defensive staff. They have done really good work implementing this new scheme with lots of disparate moving parts. Uncultured, thanks again. Keep the stash nags. I like coach nags. And get yourself a Magnum PI Hawaiian shirt. I love mine. Even more to jury duty. I mean, the stash is fine, but yeah, the moment they lose, it's coming off. No doubt about it. I appreciate the sentiment, though. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. What's your favorite NFL film score? I mean, how is it not the Autumn Wind is a Raider, right? I mean, for everything they've ever done with the Packers, which is always amazing, everything NFL films does is gold, but the Autumn Wind is a Raider, that's you can't beat it, especially with John Facenda. The Autumn Wind is a Raider. You can't beat it, right? It's just amazing. Sandy, liking the stash. Oh, see, you're the one. That's good. Now, not only has the mustache pissed off Olive, my youngest, but now Corey Banky is starting to get after me about it. You know, people, as A.J. Dillon said on Carry the G, I'm a man of my word. I said I'm not shaving it until they lose. and they keep winning. So what am I going to do? I don't know. Pay Devante. Pac-1, they're trying to. I mean, there's obviously an impasse there about not only what it means to be the top paid wide receiver, but as we've spoken about before, guaranteeing salary past the first year, which the Packers never do, which apparently Devante wants and Devante's people. So while we wait, Devante will just keep putting up monster numbers. I tell you what, if they don't get something done during the season, it is going to be fascinating to watch that play out in the offseason. The stash has grown on you. Matt, no, the stash has grown on me. Ba-dum-bum. Q King, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Here's to a 16-1 season and a trip to the Super Bowl. I'll have Sam Elliott-style stash at that point. Amen to that. I'm down with it. Good morning. Greg Jennings is going into the Packers Hall of Fame next year. Are you surprised they didn't wait a little longer based on his recent criticisms of the Packers 12, etc.? No, they won a Super Bowl with him. They don't get to, let alone win Super Bowl 45 without Greg Jennings. He 100% belongs in the Packers Hall of Fame. I don't care when he goes in. And anybody, including the quarterback, who gets all touchy about it, can get bent. And look, I'm no big, huge Greg Jennings fan, but you got to respect the guy and what he did for the Green Bay Packers. The man is one of the best receivers to ever come through 1265 Lombardi, a place that has seen its fair share of great wide receiver play. And Greg is in that conversation. I mean, just give the man his due. I don't care what he does outside. I don't care what he says in the media. You can never, ever, ever take away his contributions in 2010, bringing Lombardi back to Green Bay. And for that alone, he belongs in the Packers Hall of Fame. I don't care when he goes in. So he's going into next year. Great. Awesome. Congratulations, Greg. It's that simple. Everybody wants to get it all convoluted and make it dramatic. It ain't. He deserves to be in. Period. Oh, Uncultured Barbarian. Thanks again. I will see your autumn wind as a Raider and raise you the Lombardi score. Facenda's work on that is good too, Pappies. It's all awesome. Like I said, you can't go wrong with any of it. No doubt about it. About time for Tim Harris. Dennis, you ain't lying. What a great player. Six guns a-blazing. Love me some Tim Harris. Talk about a player. When I saw his name, I mean, just so many mornings with my dad flashed through my eyes of like sitting in our living room watching the Packers. Tim Harris was a great one, man. So good. How do you trick plays do you think the Packers will have up their sleeves? How many trick plays do I think they'll have up their sleeves? Callum, for which game? Not for this game. If you need trick plays to beat Washington, you're in a world of hurt. Why isn't Brian Noble in the Packers Hall of Fame? I love Brian Noble as a player, but does he really rise to Packers Hall of Fame level? I mean, he was a good player, but great? I don't know. I had the cardboard Tim Harris in the stands with the moving hands. Nice, Robin. So when all our key defensive players return, do you think we continue to improve or mess up the groove of things? Oh, no, they continue to improve. It's talent. Add talent? Yes, that's a good thing. Not picking on Bam here, but only a Packers fan would worry. Oh, if we get good players back, will that be a bad thing? That's a good thing. You want good players on the football field. Trust me. I mean, as well as they're playing, they still have allowed a touchdown every single time they've been in the red zone. They can get better. You know how you get better? Add talent. I mean, no, do not worry, good sirs and madams. Getting guys back will be a good thing. Trust me. Does Cobb get in the Packers Hall of Fame one day? 100% yes. No question. Oh, Kyle, thank you for the kind words. That's very nice of you. Pack one, Merciless signing points to Z not returning? No. Merciless signing is A, good fortune and good timing, and B, much more, I would say, about the timing of Preston's injury, any more than anything having to do with Z. Z, just think of Z as he's done. And if he comes back, it's a pleasant surprise. They've been operating under that assumption for a while now. But Preston going down against the Bears with the oblique injury puts them in a really precarious spot at the outside backer position. You know, you add in Rivers going down. Their whole kind of depth there has been decimated. They're down to Rashawn Gary, Jonathan Garvin, and Ladarius Hamilton, who basically has not played. So you need bodies. And the fact that they have a really experienced pass rusher who's still productive fall into their lap, apparently took less money to come to play to Green Bay over the Chiefs and other suitors. I mean, I'm not saying it's a team of destiny, but start to feel like a team of destiny, people. I wouldn't read into anything regarding Z there. It's much more about just a numbers game. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Why doesn't Aaron spread the ball out more? Oh boy, here we go. This sounds like a third rail question. Are the plays all drawn up for Adams, or does Rodgers just look to him first? Many of them, most of them. And again, this is another thing we talked about on transplants last night. Most of them, the majority are, yes, drawn up for Adams. And he's getting the ball because a lot of the time he's open, right? I'm with you. I wish they would spread the ball around more. And now when you say this, Justin, be careful. And this is for everybody. We always want to put it on Aaron. And I understand that. But it is a group effort. And it is via the play calling, the game design, the game planning. That includes Matt LaFleur. That includes Nathaniel Hackett. That includes Getsy, Luke. You know, all of them are involved with drawing up what we see on Sunday in regards to the offensive attack, getting the ball in Devontae's hands as much as they do. Now, some of it, there will be times, yes, where Aaron either calls an audible or makes a decision in the flow of the game where he does maybe feed Adams outside of the plan. But for the most part, they're drawing up plays for Adams, and they're getting him the football. But I'm with you. I would much prefer a bit more diversification in the attack. But hell, on your 6-1, can you really complain? Marshall, thanks for the super chat. In their prime, in a foot race, who wins? Desmond Howard, Jeff Janis, Dom Beebe, MVS, or Robert Brooks? I see Robert Brooks. All I can think of is, that don't show my breakaway speed. Man, I don't know. Probably MVS. I would give it to MVS or Jeff Janis, actually. Would probably be my guess there. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. I kind of forgot what it feels like to get a red zone stop. Maybe we turn that around this weekend. One can only hope. Now watch them not even get into the red zone. They'll just keep Washington out of the red zone. No, I mean, yeah, I've forgotten what it's like. No doubt. Overshadow, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. If 71 is out for some time, and if 69 comes back, do we think 74 goes to center, leaving the guards the same? Pappy's 69 parade fund. I do. We'll see, though. I mean, they might love Lucas Patrick and just keep him there. But I would suspect, yes, Elgton Jenkins goes to center in that scenario. But we'll see what they feel about it. I mean, Rodgers has not been stopping about Lucas Patrick and how much he loves him and how well he's played. Although, as we've seen many times, he doesn't really make the personnel decisions. So we'll see. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Clark and Whitney will be savage. Also, I think I see Rodgers being a Packer post 2022, Packer in like never before, and I think that will keep him. I hate to remind you, but it ain't his call. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Too many irons in the fire on offensive game planning? No, Matt, now come on. No! The same group had the number one offense in the league last year. It's the same guys. So you can't sit here and say, oh, they were amazing last year, number one offense, blah, 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 and then turn around this year and go, oh, I think there's too many voices. No, it's just a different emphasis, a different way of attacking. Why they're going about it I have no idea. I have no idea why they've changed it up to the degree they have. But it's not like they haven't fed Devontae before. You know, they've been feeding Devontae the last couple of years. It's like, that's not new. They did diversify the attack a little bit more last year. But yeah, no, as far as too many cooks or whatever, I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a second. Amari Rodgers needs more targets. Everyone needs more targets outside of Devontae. That's his life in the Green Bay Packers offense at the moment. But, you know, hopefully that'll start happening. I don't know. It was a nice little catch on Sunday against the Bears. But barring an injury, a couple other injuries, I don't see that happening to any like major level with Amari. They're not going to force it. Maybe as the year goes on, you see a little bit more of him, but that'll be about it. Do I think Gutekunst makes a move before the trade deadline? And what position do you think he should target? Well, you know, I'm always looking for big bodies, but Do I think? I think he'll be in conversations, and I think the Packers name will be out there, and we'll all get in a tizzy online, and they'll be like, oh, the Packers are going to trade for XYZ, and then they won't, because they're going to draw a hard line value-wise, which they always do, and teams just want to try and take advantage, and they never get taken advantage of, or they never get to take advantage of the Packers because they draw hard lines on value. So I would suspect there will be a lot of noise, but nothing will materialize. But hey, maybe they'll shock us. Maybe Brian will make a major move, but I doubt it. John, thanks for the super chat. What's your opinion on Big Bob Tonyan this year? I can see a lot of people don't watch Packer transplants because we talked about this on transplants last night too. He had a disappointing game in Chicago. No question about it. Really rough in the run game. Really rough. And I put him in the bad, in the good, bad, and the ugly. And that was before I watched the tape. And man, it was worse than I thought. Not a great game. But all of that said, I think the man hasn't lost his talent. The man hasn't forgotten how to play. He just needs to be utilized a little bit more. And I don't mean like trying to hit him down the seam. I don't mean like try and throw him a 50-50 ball up the left sideline, which we saw in Cincinnati. They need to run a few plays for him. Get him involved in the offense. And I know they've faced this murderer's row of pass rushers, and they've been using him to chip, whether it's Bosa or Watt or whoever, but man, can he get a little taste? Just a little taste. This comes back to what we were talking about before, as far as diversifying the offense. Don't forget, he had his big breakout game last year because Davante Adams was down. That Monday nighter against Atlanta, where he caught a bunch of touchdowns and George Kittle's tweeting about him, Monday Night Football's going crazy. Like, that's because Davante was out. You know, can we just not have to have an injury to Davante to get Tonyan going? Just all I want is a few plays, a little couple clear outs, maybe an over route on a bootleg, just something to get him going. That's all. I think he's fine. He just needs to be involved a little bit more, or involved, period. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. They accepted they can't pay Davante next year, so they're not afraid to pad his stats. Nothing that they're doing on offense has anything to do with contract negotiations. There's a Chinese wall there. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Imagine the Packers run the table and you keep the stash over the offseason. No. That ain't part of the deal. If they win the Super Bowl, hell, if they get to the Super Bowl, I'm shaving the stash the next day after the Super Bowl, regardless of the outcome of that game. But I will keep it to the Super Bowl if they get there. No question about it. RIP, my dating life even more so than it already is. You can use anyone to chip edge rushers, help Bobby get going. Hey, I agree, Matt. I mean, you can't just use anyone. But yes, let Bobby get out. We want a Dylan wheel route. Oh, I am going to absolutely melt in my chair if and when that happens. I mean, I think AJ has shown that he can be relied on in the passing game. I'm just saying, pony backfield. Aaron Jones split out to the right. Dylan up the left sideline. Little wheel route. Hit him. Touchdown. But yeah, I make miracles happen. I love it. It's time to unleash the Kenny Clark offensive red zone package. Wow. That another thing that would get me to melt in my chair. That'd be amazing. Oh, Jill, thank you very much. Remember to hit like, everyone, and subscribe. Listen to Jill. Jill knows what. Jill is a learned lady who knows what's up. Thank you, Jill. Very nice. Is Jair done for the year? I don't think so. I mean, as I said the other day, I really didn't like Matt's answer when he said they were keeping every option open and the surgery was still a possibility. That certainly is a bit of a sliver of fear right there. But I'm sure sounds like they're, you know, letting it heal on its own, and hopefully it trends in the right direction and he's back, I would suspect, late November. I mean, I'm just hoping and praying at this point. But you can't dismiss the possibility, because it is possible. But hopefully, no. Free Bobby, yes. Justin, any chance Z comes back next year? Doesn't look good, Justin. Doesn't look good. That's all I'll say about that. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. If Raji was the freezer, what's Clark? Ooh. That's a good question. Clark would be the ice truck. How's that? I think Dean Lowry played a little tight end in high school. Maybe a tackle eligible package with Tonyan chips. Well, Tonyan chips. I mean, if I want tackle eligible, I want tackle eligible where he's going to go catch a touchdown. I want Yosh Nyman in the end zone. That's what, or Nischman, I guess it's pronounced. That's what I want. I want Yosh in the end zone. Let's make it happen, Matt. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I can't thank you enough hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. It's what we do, people. So please tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And as I said, sounds like nobody watched Packer Transplants last night. So go do that on the YouTube channel. And while you're there, hit subscribe and tell your friends. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. It's what we do. Hope you all have a great day. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Go Pack, go.